CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're at Boca Chica, Texas, waiting the FAA's decision about when Starship Super Heavy will be cleared for the second test of the ambition of SpaceX to get into orbit and to get into orbit in such a fashion that we can build a future on the moon and Mars. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black, is here to report on the FAA's latest explanation of where we are. Bob, a very good evening to you. The FAA has spoken, and the result, thank you.
Good evening, John. You know, we have to go back a few days. Actually, maybe we should go back to May. In May, I predicted that Musk's prediction that he would be able to launch the next test flight, orbital test flight of Super Heavy and Starship by August, I said that won't happen. But I didn't say that because I thought engineering would block it. And in fact, that's the case, because early this week, Musk tweeted that Spaceship Super Heavy is ready to launch. This is on the 5th of September. So they only missed his target date by 5 days. They were ready to launch right at the beginning of September instead of in August. However, I predicted they would not launch in August. And I said they might not launch in September or even October. In fact, I said it's possible they might not launch to the end of the year because I saw the Biden administration acting to slow walk SpaceX in every way possible. And I've written several posts and reported this to you several times online about how the history is demonstrating that's what the Biden administration is doing. They're doing everything they can to slow SpaceX down. And so early this week, I wrote a long column essay stating Super Heavy and Starship are ready to launch, but are still blocked by the FAA. And I pointed out I could be wrong. Maybe they will approve it, and they're not slow walking it. But by reporting that I think they're slow walking it, I hope to put pressure on the Biden administration to maybe get out of the way and let an American company do what American companies have traditionally done, which is create new things without interference from an oppressive government. Well, here we are, the end of the week, and lo and behold, the FAA has finally issued its own report on the Spaceship Super Heavy April test flight. And this report, I guarantee you, this report is merely an editing of SpaceX's own accident report, which was submitted in mid-August. FAA has no one, how can I emphasize this better? Nobody in Washington capable of doing this investigation. They're all paper pushers. I don't care how much engineering experience they have. They are not involved with creating this brand new rocket, which is cutting edge engineering. So they can't really, all they can do is tidbits from the side. And so they get the FAA report, I'm sorry, the SpaceX report, spend about a month looking at it. Now they've released their response to it, and they state that SpaceX has to do 63 corrective actions before it will be allowed, given a launch license. And they list some vague descriptions of what those corrections are, and it's not clear whether SpaceX has done these things or not. I suspect now there's going to be a lot of back and forth discussions between FAA and SpaceX about whether or not they have accomplished these things. And it's very possible they have, and that the FAA people just simply don't understand that they have, and they need to be explained like a little two-year-old when you tell them they cannot, they can't do something bad, like draw on the wall with a Sharpie. But that's going to be going on, and we're going to have to wait and see how long this takes. If SpaceX has to destack Starship and Super Heavy and roll it back to the assembly line, then we know the FAA has come up with complicated things that require actual changes. Now, maybe these ideas are good, but I must emphasize again that during the Trump administration, SpaceX was flying Starship on suborbital flights monthly, did about a dozen such flights, give or take. I'm throwing the number out at maybe eight. But they did those flights regularly, some of which exploded at launch, most of which crashed when they tried to land. And none of them required this long investigation report by the FAA and kibitzing by the FAA. FAA let SpaceX figure out what was wrong and try again and do it quickly. And so, but when Biden came around, something changed and the heavy boot of regulation arrived. And the two, Biden's arrival and the heavy regulation, I think, are closely linked. It does look like SpaceX might be able to get this launch off before the end of the year, but I still expect at least 1 to 2 more months delayed.
The FCC, Bob, has approved a nominee by the President of the United States. The Democrats now have a majority in the FCC. What does this mean for near-Earth orbit and for the private space, Bob?
I don't think it's a good thing, and this ties into the first story, and in fact, the next thing will maybe tie in as well. But this is the FCC has been trying to grab regulatory powers that it doesn't have statutory authority to have, and the Democrats have been doing this on the commission, and now they have a majority. They're going to push forward. Some of those regulatory things have nothing to do with SpaceX. It has to do with regulating how satellites are built, and I don't know where the FCC gets that a power, but they say they have that power. And so then they're going to push for that, and that's going to slow satellite construction down, I think, significantly. But it also affects SpaceX and Super Heavy and Starship, because FCC has to issue communications licenses for any launches, and I firmly expect that now they're going to be much heavy-handed in how they issue licenses for launches. And this is not launch licenses, it's just simply the communications required to do an orbital launch. And I think the FCC now is going to be hard-nosed about that, and you could see delays coming about for future launches, especially when it comes to anything Elon Musk is doing, John.
The GAO is unhappy with NASA. That's not news, Bob. We've seen this.
No, it isn't. In fact, this new GAO report that just was issued today notes that four previous reports by the GAO and NASA's Inspector General have noted that that NASA does not use correct budgetary processes for measuring the cost of its SLS rocket. And the result of that is the costs are out of control. And what's interesting about this new report is that it states quite unequivocally, quote, NASA does not plan to measure production costs to monitor the affordability of the SLS program. In other words, NASA doesn't want to provide good budgetary information because it knows it's going to go way over budget all the way along the line, as it has been all the way down the line. And so the GAO has noted this and said this program is out of control and something should be done to bring it under control, and NASA's not doing it because it wants the money, it wants the blank check. Whether Congress is going to make a change, I have doubts, John, but that's the story.
Bob, I puzzle. The GAO has consistently been very unhappy with NASA's SLS program for a long time. Is there no authority to move and correct what the GAO is finding? Or is this an academic exercise?
It's called Congress. That Congress is supposed to take GAO reports, and if they have any responsibility for good government, which is their job, which they don't, they would then force NASA to make corrective action. But no, Congress has ceded power to the administrative state now routinely for half a century, and it's gotten to a point now where literally, just like the FCC can write its own statutory authority outside of what Congress has written by law, NASA can just nonchalantly create its own budget, and Congress just essentially rubber stamps it.
All right, so there is no one driving this. There are committees in the House and the Senate.
Remember also, as you said, this SLS was the Senate launch system. Congress created it. NASA really didn't want it or need it, and it doesn't need it now because there are much cheaper alternatives in the private sector than SLS. But since Congress wants it, Congress ain't going to cut the money. And that's why NASA doesn't even try to make a good budget process, because they know they'll get as much money as they want from Congress. And then they use it for their own power gains. You know, they can increase their own staffing and so forth.
Is it commonplace criticism of NASA that it is not producing, the pacing is very slow and they're over budget? Do a lot of people say that, or is it just outsiders?
No, that's been the case, especially when it comes to the MAN program at NASA. It's been the case for decades. It's been the case. I've been reporting this, you know, John, with you for years. And it applies actually across the board and across the entire federal government. Congress is not in control of it. We have trillions of dollars of debt because Congress is quite willing to spend money like water, like it grows on trees. And so the agencies in the federal administration, in the executive branch, take advantage of that because it increases their own power and empire.
Right, but they're so all right, the puzzle, though, is SLS is supposed to launch. We can see it when it launches. So the overruns do not, you know, if they were launching at a pace that was responsible, the overruns might be acceptable. But they're both over budget, behind time, and not launching. They're doing everything wrong.
Yeah, but that hasn't mattered for decades. You got to understand, this is a rocket that was first proposed by George Bush Jr. in 2004, 19 years ago. So two decades pass, and only one launch is achieved, and the money keeps pouring out anyway, because the project is not about exploring space. The project is about creating a jobs program within NASA and in Congressional District.
And
that's the goal. The goal has nothing to do with launching. They don't care if it ever launches, John.
That's four administrations, two Republican, two Democrat, right. No change. So it's...
The uni party, as some people call it. They just want money poured into the administrative state so that they can say they
moved from
jobs.
Big space to commercial space. And here is a story that we'll get eventually when the books are written. There are layoffs at Blue Origin. What is Blue Origin, Bob? What do they mean, layoffs?
This is an interesting story. We don't know all the details. It's basically reports from some company officials. But it appears that upper management at Blue Origin has finally realized that a large human resource department, an HR department, contributes no real productive quality to a company. And in fact, usually acts to reduce the company's productive capabilities. And so there appears to be targeted layoffs within the HR departments of Blue Origin, which almost certainly are much bigger than they should be. And this could be a good sign for Blue Origin. It means the company is finally beginning to focus on what it's supposed to be doing, building rockets instead of hiring a lot of people and do nothing. But it also could mean nothing's really going to get accomplished because the company's focus is still kind of dissipating. We'll have to wait and see.
Where's the rocket, Bob? Where's the engine?
New Glenn continues to not be built, and no, we don't know when it'll ever launch. BE-4 engine, they've provided some to ULA, and ULA is working to try to get its first launch off on its Vulcan rocket. But, you know, once again, this might be an indication that management at Blue Origin is trying to straighten this slow company down. But, I mean, this straighten out this slow company so that it begins to function. But we'll have to wait.
And there are no suborbital flights scheduled, correct? That was the initial
idea. I think there's one coming up, but I don't pay much attention to the suborbital aspects of it anymore because it's not where the future is or the big money.
All right, but that was their marketing line when they started up.
Yes, yeah, but you know, that was 7 years ago, and in 7 years they haven't accomplished anything else. So that's
Firefly, we speak well of Firefly. What have they done, Bob?
They have three launch contracts from a company called L3Harris, and this is to do with Space Force launches. And so they got three more launch contracts that are going to go. It's beginning in 26. Firefly still has, though, not done a launch since its first two test launch last year. They have a rocket ready to go right now, but they're waiting for the Space Force to press the button to let them do it. I mentioned in this post, John, that overall I've noticed a slowdown in the new rocket companies this year compared to the last 2 years, and I'm not sure why. It could be a lot of reasons. It could be related to regulation. It could be related to investor pullback. It could simply be a fluctuation in a new industry that goes up and down, and we're seeing a slowdown that'll change next year, but we'll just have to wait.
Well, in baseball, the rookie has a great year, and then there's this thing called sophomore slump.
That's right.
And then you recover if you're a superstar. So we'll look
at that. That's right.
We're going to Mars.
Let's hope.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.